This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for a Friday afternoon. Eric Snodgrass is now here with a look at today's agricultural weather forecast. Eric, what have you been watching?
Well, Todd, you know, all of the talk that we've had for the last several weeks has been about how the really cool pattern that we saw set up in February and March really carried into the month of April. And as a result, we've seen some pretty major delays in planting just due to soil temperatures and at times too much precipitation and in some places in the Corn Belt too much snow. So we know these recent numbers that have come out have showed us pretty far behind in terms of planting progress. But I think it'd be really interesting to see what the numbers look like when they come out on Monday, simply because we have had several halfway decent days of warm temperatures and drier conditions across a big section of the Corn Belt to get a lot of planting done. So let's talk about what the short-term forecast holds and what it might mean in terms of planting progress and what those planting windows look like. So for the weekend, what we're going to be watching is there's a trough that's going to be kind of sinking right through the Midwest into the Great Lakes region Saturday into Sunday. So the beautiful weather we're enjoying today on Friday, we're going to be seeing some cooler temperatures compared to what we've seen the last couple of days, kind of putting into place here on Saturday and Sunday. Now, as this little clipper comes through with that trough, maybe some rain across northern Illinois into parts of Indiana, Ohio, and certainly Wisconsin is going to be getting some rain out of this. But it's not a lot. This isn't a big soaker. It's just going to be some showers. And so around here, we have a small chance tonight of seeing some precipitation. But this is what's interesting. Because of how deep that trough is, on Saturday, we might see some below freezing temperatures, of course, in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, but also in northern Illinois and in Michigan. And then Sunday, as the trough digs a little bit deeper, we're going to be seeing some below freezing temperatures again in Wisconsin, northeastern Illinois, a lot of Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan again. So this is, after having several days in a row of decently warm temperatures, we now have some risk of getting back down toward freezing in those areas. But it will all be short-lived. We have a big ridge building in the middle part of the country, and dare I say, it's going to feel hot on Monday and Tuesday, especially Tuesday. We may see temperatures approaching 80 degrees. By the way, with all that heat, we're going to be seeing some very strong winds developing once we start our new week. The winds are going to be fastest probably in the Great Plains. We're going to be seeing some strong southerly winds, and this is where things get quite interesting and quite dicey. So you know we've been talking, the pattern's not blocked up anymore, and it's been quite active. Well, that active pattern is leading to a really deep trough that's digging out west, and here's why this is important to our Midwest farmers. This could lead to a multi-day storm event, really beginning Tuesday and extending through Thursday. For us in Illinois, we may not see rain. If you miss the rain that's going to happen possibly tonight, we may not see rain again till Wednesday of next week, Tuesday night into Wednesday. But when it comes through, we could have multiple rounds of thunderstorms that can kind of show up middle of the week next week. So we have a very potentially stormy midweek next week that we're going to have to pay attention to. And here's the thing. After that passes through, another trough comes through and cools our temperatures off. And so what that really tells me is that because the pattern's so active, we will have these short-lived cooler time periods and these short-lived warmer time periods, but you average them all out, and what do you get? Average. And so it's going to be an interesting month of May to watch. Now, I did stretch this out and look at some of the best long-range guidance I have to kind of give an idea about what May is going to look like. So that active pattern stays put, but the long-range European model, which tends to be a pretty good performer, does pick up on a very slight, and I do mean slight, dry bias through the month, well, at least through the first half of the month of May. Now, we like that. We like that idea simply because it means we can get more field work done. But I want to be watching it carefully because over the last month, we've actually seen southern Iowa, the northern half of Illinois, most of Missouri and Kansas actually pick up on a bit of a drier bias. I know it's kind of weird to say, but they've been dry over the last 30 days. Where it's been really, really wet, you know, it's been to the north of that area or it's been to the southeast of that area. It's been really wet in Kentucky, Tennessee, and all across the southern states. So this is going to be an interesting thing to be watching. But overall, it looks as though May will give us the planting windows that we need. Although, remember, midweek next week, quite stormy, so I have to watch out for that. Now, at the end of this, I really want to stretch out and talk about June, July, and August. You know, we always kind of give these glimpses as what we're seeing in terms of patterns to watch for those months. But I want to introduce you to a new model. It's a Japanese model, and that model actually performed really well over the last 3 or 4 years at predicting about 4 months out. At least it was good on picking up on the patterns, not maybe necessarily on the magnitudes of the hot or cool or wet or dry, but on the patterns. And it's interesting because the longer range model here that I'm talking about is picking up on a bit of a warm bias in the Central Plains and possibly a dry bias there. And that extends partly into the Midwest. And so we're going to have to watch it very carefully. Now, as you and I have discussed many times, we know that A couple of decent thunderstorm events in the month of July saves a crop. But this is just one of those things where we're starting to just kind of key in on the fact that I think we could see the potential for some decent ridging in the center part of the United States and western United States. What I'll be watching carefully, in addition to these models, is what sea surface temperatures do right off the coast of California and Mexico. Those are good indicators as well. So we've got a lot to pay attention to, and I'm glad we get to talk every Friday about it because it's always evolving, and as it changes, we want to be on top of it. So, you know, we've got some interesting weather coming up this weekend, so get prepared for some cool, then a big blast of heat, and then a stormy midweek next week.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Snodgrass, of course, is with Agrible. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.